A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Pencil sketches turn into red letters. MPCA, Motion Picture Corporation of America. The sun shines on the Statue of Liberty. Text appears. Netflix presents. In association with Motion Picture Corporation of America and Brad Crevoy Productions. Rob Lowe. Kristen Davis. Pedestrians stroll through a Manhattan crosswalk. Produced by Brad Crevoy. Written by Neil Dabrowski and Tippi Dabrowski. Directed by Ernie Barbarash. A title appears, Holiday in the Wild. In an apartment, framed holiday photos of a father and mother with their son at different ages stand on a side table. The family poses in front of a Christmas tree as a photographer repositions the now teenage son. The photographer returns to his camera on a tripod.
Nice. Okay, this gets you a little bit more. Open up about there. Look great. Okay, folks, let's hold it right there.
The father reaches into his pocket.
I gotta take this.
No, you promised.
It's work.
Yeah, it's tradition.
It's August. I don't get the rush.
Well, we have to send out the Christmas card the first week of December, and we only have Luke for one more day before he goes to college.
You guys could just Photoshop me in.
Oh, that's perfect. Hold it. And big smiles. Love that. And over here. Awesome.
There you go. You good?
Yeah, we're good.
The father steps away.
Yeah, I'm in the car. Can you just hold a sec? What's Nelson's wife's name again?
Terry. And Lola's in law school. And Jake just got married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lola, a lawyer, and Jake just married.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
The mother smiles with her arm around her son. The son waves at his father with a blank expression. Now, the sun shines on the bustling streets of New York City. The mother passes a doorman on her way out of their building. She glances at her phone as she walks down the sidewalk. Then, at a restaurant, she sits with two other women.
So that's it, huh?
Tomorrow, you've got an empty nest.
Yes, and I was thinking, you know, with Luke out of the house, maybe I should go back to work.
Well, you did always love being a vet.
Who says you've got to re-enter the workforce anyway?
Well, I do. I mean, what else am I going to do?
You're doing it.
But I'm just eating lunch.
To us. The ladies who lunch.
The ladies who lunch.
Thank you.
You guys, don't ever call us that again.
Oh, come on.
Trunk's almost full. This is the last load.
Did you pack your toothbrush?
I did. Toothpaste, too, Mom.
Luke zips up an electric piano keyboard.
Thanks so much for letting me drive him.
Oh, I'm sure you have a lot to talk about.
And you be careful on the road, okay?
You will.
You get to go, kiddo?
Yep, we're out of here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You promise?
It's the last time, though.
Oh, come on. Surely it's not the last time. You're so tall.
The mother marks Luke's height on the wall.
It's gonna be okay, Mom. Remember what you used to tell me, that I could be an astronaut or the president of the United States? Well, how's that supposed to happen if I stay here?
It's just something that parents tell their children.
Come on. Let him get on the road before it gets dark.
Love you, Pops.
Get good grades. Next summer, you'll intern at the firm. Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna FaceTime every day, right?
Once a week. I love you guys.
And don't forget to eat.
I'll eat, I'll breathe, I'll even wear a sweater. Don't worry. Mom, I'm gonna be okay.
I know you'll be okay. I love you so much.
Love you too.
They watch Luke and his girlfriend walk out the door. The father turns and walks quickly away from his wife.
And just like that, it's an empty nest. So, I have a proposal. Since it's just us now, and I know we haven't been spending a lot of time alone, and I know things aren't great, so I booked us to go on our second honeymoon.
Kate.
To Africa.
Kate beams. The father grimaces.
Look, I waited until Luke was gone because I didn't want to upset him.
Why? What's wrong? Are you sick?
No. Are you happy?
I'm not unhappy.
That's not the same thing.
Well, no one's happy all the time.
Kate, I'm not in love with you anymore. And I'm pretty sure you feel the same. I'm moving out.
What?
I'll be at the Carlisle if you need to reach me.
He walks to an alcove and picks up two bags.
I don't understand. Are you involved with someone else?
No.
So, you're just leaving me like this, with no discussion?
We had a lot of good years. I think in the long run, you'll see this is better for both of us. I'll send for my things.
He passes the wall with markings of Luke's heights through the years. Kate turns away as he leaves. She walks through the large penthouse. She stops in the bedroom and stares around the space. Kate twists her wedding ring off of her finger. In a walk-in closet, she places his clothes into large black garbage bags. The next morning, four filled bags sit on the sidewalk with signs reading, "Free clothes," taped to each. A doorman holds a set of golf clubs. Kate sits alone at an outdoor cafe table, looking at a flight itinerary for her and Drew. She picks up a Zambia travel guide. Kate stares at the cover. Her brow furrows. She looks up and shifts her eyes. Now, an airplane's landing gear deploys. Inside a terminal, a hand stamps a passport. Kate pushes her luggage towards a man holding a sign that reads, "Mr. and Mrs. Conrad." Kate purses her lips. She offers a weak smile and holds up her hand as the man approaches.
And, Mr. Conrad?
Just me.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you.
Now, vehicles navigate a traffic circle. Text appears, "Lusaka, Zambia." Kate rides in the back of an SUV through the streets of Lusaka. They pass street vendors and children playing soccer on a dirt lot. The car arrives at a hotel. In the hotel room, two towels folded into the shape of elephants stand on the bed surrounded by flower petals. The tips of the trunks touch and form the top of a heart. Kate enters the room and slowly approaches the bed with a furrowed brow. She tips the bellhop, then reaches for a bottle of chilled champagne.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The champagne overflows the lip of the bottle. Kate brings the bottle to her mouth and takes a large swig. She wipes her mouth and smiles. Later, Kate sits alone at a table with a place card that reads, "Mr. and Mrs. Conrad." She finishes a martini while holding a Guide to African Languages book. A waiter places a large platter covered in seafood onto the table.
And here we are.
What's this?
Dinner for two. It's part of the meal plan.
Could I have another one of these, please?
Yes, ma'am.
A man with a 5 o'clock shadow enters the restaurant.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Derek, welcome back.
My friend, the usual.
Rafi.
Thanks.
You ready for poker? I hope you bring cash this time.
My IOUs aren't good enough anymore.
Why are you asking questions you're afraid of the answer to?
Derek sits at the bar. He turns and spots Kate sitting alone with her book. The waiter sets down a fresh martini.
Thank you.
Studying hard?
Mm-hmm.
It's no way to vacation.
I'd like to be prepared.
Eating alone?
Yes.
Alone is good. Also guarantees the best company. Let me guess. L.A.
No.
Derek raises his eyebrows. He leans his head on his hand and narrows his eyes.
New York.
Yes.
I knew it.
What does that mean?
No, you're just very...
He hesitates. Kate tilts her head. Derek holds his hand up in front of him and brings it down in a straight line.
Put together.
Okay, thank you, I guess.
Oh, it's Mr. and Mrs. Conrad.
Actually, no.
I take it Mr. Conrad won't be joining us?
Nope.
Jet lag?
No.
Business call?
No.
What, did he fall down a well?
Kate closes her eyes and shuts her book.
Do you actually want to know where Mr. Conrad is?
2 days ago, he told me that our marriage was over. 2 hours ago, I landed here on what was supposed to be our second honeymoon by myself. In 2 weeks, I will be in a lawyer's office, trying to get back the decades I spent putting him through grad school, raising our son, entertaining his clients, and somehow becoming one of the ladies who lunch. Is there anything else that you would like to know?
I was just wondering if you can eat all that food.
Kate rises from her seat and pushes the platter of food in his direction.
Thank you.
She grabs her book and marches out of the restaurant.
You've lost your touch, my friend.
Derek takes a seat at the table and picks up a piece of food from the platter. The next morning, Kate lies alone in bed. Flower petals litter the bedspread. Kate pushes herself up onto her elbow. A flower petal sticks to her hair. She opens her eyes widely and looks around. Next, an SUV drives down a brick road and comes to a stop. Kate gets out of the passenger seat. She walks toward a small plane sitting at the end of a runway.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
The word Kirk marks the plane. From behind, she approaches a man in a leather jacket and wide-brimmed hat. Derek turns to face her.
Oh. You're coming on this, too?
Yep.
But I thought it was supposed to be a...
luxury couple safari. Complete with air transport.
Oh, you're the pilot.
For today.
Who is Kirk?
Captain Kirk. From Star Trek. Because we do boldly go where no tourist has gone before. Derek Holliston. Two L's. In case you want to write my name down on a complaint form.
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Conrad.
Oh.
Oh, it's Miss Conrad.
You know, Kate's just fine.
Kate. Is that short for Catherine?
Just Kate.
Inside the plane.
So I thought it was good luck to name your plane after a woman.
Actually, it's a woman you love. Truth is, this one was already named Kira when I got her, so I only had to paint over one letter. It's about a 40-minute flight to the lodge. Don't let the name Lodge fool you. You'll be surrounded by five-star luxury. Lusaka traffic, Cessna Mike India Alpha, East tie down, departing runway 35, Lusaka.
The plane speeds down the runway and lifts off. They fly over a vast swath of scrubland.
We're flying over the oldest and largest game reserve in Africa, home of the Big Five. Lion, leopard, rhino, cape, buffalo, elephant. Oh, 2 o'clock. Buffalo.
A herd runs below.
Wow.
Some people say it's the most dangerous animal out here. But it's not.
What is?
We are.
Kate furrows her brow and looks out the window. The plane flies over a river. Something below grabs Derek's attention.
Hang on a minute. You gotta make a stop.
Wait, what? A stop? Where?
The plane banks left and drops altitude. It glides past trees toward an open field. Derek holds a steely gaze. The plane touches down and slows to a stop. Derek steps down from the plane.
What are we doing?
I need you to stay in the plane.
Stay here in the plane? What if you don't come back?
I'll come back.
Derek dons his hat. He slings his backpack over his shoulder and walks away from the plane. Kate gapes as she watches him disappear into the bush. She unbuckles her seatbelt and pushes her door open. Now, Kate walks among low, bare trees. Kate scans the barren landscape. Kate turns around with wide eyes. She shifts her gaze and turns back around. Kate spots Derek and runs to him. He holds out his hand and brings a finger to his lips. He points to a set of large tracks in the dirt in front of them. Kate and Derek slowly follow the tracks. In a clearing, they come upon a small elephant standing next to a larger one laying on its side. Bloody gouges mark its face on both sides. Derek brings a two-way radio to his mouth.
It's Derek. You guys read me? We have an orphan 5 kilometers southwest of Goma. You'll find us just north of where I landed the airplane. We're gonna need a truck.
What happened?
Poachers killed the mama for tusks. If we don't do something to help that baby, he'll be dead in 2 days. Take off your shirt.
What?
You want to help or not?
Kate unbuttons her shirt.
I need you to talk to him. Stay right in front of him. Keep his attention.
Hey, hey. It's gonna be okay. All right? Just be calm. It's gonna be all right. Very brave. Don't be scared. Everything's fine. Everything's gonna be okay.
Derek drapes Kate's shirt over the baby's face.
I gotta get him on his side so he doesn't charge us. I got this.
Let me help.
No, I got it.
They gently lower the baby onto its side.
I'll keep him calm. Get some water out of my back.
Derek keeps his weight on the baby. Kate returns with a canteen. She opens it and brings it to the elephant's mouth.
Here you go. Drink up, baby. Drink up, sweetheart.
Let's wet down his ears. He needs to know that we're here to help him.
What was for ivory?
Nobody in the world needs ivory. Except an elephant.
Kate shakes her head. Then, a team of park rangers hoist the baby elephant onto a tarp and place it onto a flatbed truck.
Careful, gentle.
One up.
You okay? What's going to happen to him?
We'll take him back to the shelter and nurse him back to health. We didn't have great luck with the last one, but he looks like he's in a little better shape. All right, let's get you to the lodge. He's sipping martinis before sunset.
Derek walks away. Kate stares at the baby elephant on the truck.
Yeah. I'm going with him.
Derek purses his lips and turns back to Kate.
Listen, I know this is very emotional. There's nothing you can do.
But I'm a vet. I haven't practiced in a while, and I mostly worked on dogs and cats, but I really want to help.
What do you know about elephants?
Almost nothing.
The ranger tilts his head. He looks at Derek, then at Kate. He smiles and extends his hand toward her.
Jonathan.
Kate.
Jonathan jerks his head to the left. Kate smiles and climbs aboard the truck. Derek nods slightly.
Didn't see that one coming.
The truck drives the baby elephant along a dirt road. Kate sits in the back with half a dozen rangers tending to the baby. Jonathan hands her a ranger uniform shirt. She smiles and puts it on. Kate places her right hand on the baby's trunk and brushes its face with her left.
It's gonna be okay. You're gonna be all right, little baby. Right?
Kate looks at Jonathan, who tilts his head and opens and closes his mouth. Kate's smile fades. The truck drives beneath a sign that reads, Lilayi Elephant Nursery, Elephant Orphanage Project. It drives toward a grouping of canvas tents. Then, Kate and the rangers carry the elephant on the tarp towards a fenced enclosure.
Okay. Yep. Sweet.
He's in shock. The grief of losing his family.
What can I do to help?
Well, we have to make sure that he's hydrated and stays warm.
Okay.
Kate helps pass a bag of fluids. Jonathan holds an IV needle.
Get this into his ear right here.
The baby's eye glistens.
Here's some tape.
Tape. Right.
Jonathan tapes the needle in place.
Should I open?
Open.
Okay.
Fluid flows from the bag through tubing connected to the needle.
Going?
Yeah. If he doesn't get up in a day's time, he probably never will.
Kate stares at the baby elephant with shining eyes. Now, elephants of various sizes follow men inside an enclosure.
We try and replicate life in the herd. Each baby has a keeper, making sure they're never alone. We also trade off, so the calves don't get too attached to one person and vice versa. When the elephants are ready to leave the nursery, they spend their nights there. And at their own pace, which sometimes does take years, they gradually make the transition back into the wild. And these are our living quarters, but most of us prefer to sleep with the elephants.
How do the older elephants react to the babies you rescue?
I'll show you. Kalama! Wolare! Chuma!
Two large elephants step out from the trees, trailed by many smaller ones.
Right now we have 3 babies, 4 teenagers, and 3 adults. Everybody, this is Dr. Kate.
Hello.
Hi.
That is Chuma. She's practicing to be a matriarch.
Wow.
Come on, Chuma.
She's very curious and very bossy.
Well, Chuma, you have some New York in you.
Elephants have all the emotions of humans, a sense of humor and a sense of family. The children want attention, and the teenagers rebel. Come, it's almost supper time for the little ones.
Baby elephants trot into an enclosure. Keepers feed them from large bottles of milk. A baby chews on grass. Jonathan and Kate approach the enclosure.
This is it. We feed the babies separately from the adults. That's Kasewe. We rescued him last week. And that's Murisani.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
He's our oldest toddler. Very demanding. Why don't you get some rest? This way.
The first tent on the end is yours, and we take supper in the boma.
Kate walks to a clearing. She smiles as she takes in the view of the plains and the mountains. The wind rustles her hair. She turns and walks toward the camp. Now, Kate unzips the flap of a large canvas tent and steps inside. She looks around. A dresser, bed, bookshelf, and electric lamp stand inside the space. Derek enters from the outdoor bathroom without a shirt. Kate's mouth hangs open and her eyes go wide as Derek dries the back of his head.
Hey, New York.
Oh. Sorry, Jonathan said the tent on the end.
The other end. This one's mine.
You mean... you live here, like, all the time?
Yeah, fly the tourist job, pay for the plane. Oh, I'll put your suitcase in your tent. Forgive the mess. Not very good at folding. Kind of opened up when I threw it on the bed.
So you just went through my stuff?
No, but I don't think you're going to need those high heels here.
All right.
Oh, zip the tent, please. I don't want any more visitors.
I'm not coming back.
I meant the baboons.
Huh. No. Tell him that Leslie Vandermeer Jones called exclamation point.
Leslie, a young blonde, and Kate regard each other.
Hey.
Kate nods and walks away. Leslie enters Derek's tent. Now, Kate enters into her own tent. She opens her suitcase and takes out a framed photo of Luke. She places it on a bedside table. Kate picks up her phone. The screen displays no service, searching for signal. Later, Kate strides into the mess tent. Derek stands by the stove.
Hey!
Hey.
Kate looks at a series of elephant paintings on the walls.
These are beautiful.
Come on, grab a plate.
Kate and Derek sit together. Kate takes a bite of food. Her eyes widen and she looks at Derek.
This is good.
Great, because we're having it tomorrow. And if you stay long enough, the day after that, the day after that, the day after that. Why'd you quit?
Quit what?
Being a vet.
I don't know. I didn't really mean to, but I guess life just happened.
So you supported your husband through school, helped him build his business, raised the kid, and then he left you?
Did I tell you all that?
Yeah. And a lot about the ladies who lunch. Thing about elephants, they read your soul. So you never get any of those type of surprises. You don't wake up one day and someone doesn't love you anymore.
Well, clearly, I'm with the wrong species.
Aren't we all? Might have had that.
Be my guest.
Derek takes a piece of food from her plate. Kate takes a sip from a mug and winces.
Ugh. I thought Africa was known for its good coffee.
It is. That isn't it.
Now, they stroll under a full moon.
Your first time under the southern sky?
Yeah.
There's Sirius, Canopus.
Alpha Centauri.
Tourist guidebook.
Amateur astronomer's reference book. We have a telescope at home because Luke really loved it until he fell in love with music.
Kate stops walking. Her mouth drops open.
How far away is that?
About 5 kilometers.
What keeps them from coming into camp?
The night watchman.
An armed man stands atop a water tower.
All right. Good night, New York.
Good night.
Kate heads into her tent. Derek continues walking through the encampment. The wind ruffles the tent roofs. Kate lies wide awake in bed. Her eyes move back and forth. Kate pushes herself up onto her elbow and turns on the bedside lamp. Now she walks through the camp in her bathrobe. She enters the elephant enclosure. Kate walks to the pen holding the baby she helped rescue. She looks down at the blanket-covered elephant.
Midnight stroll?
Are you everywhere?
Yep. Tonight's my shift with the orphans.
I was worried about him.
Here, make yourself comfortable. Oh, next time, don't walk alone out there. It's not safe. I mean, it's safe, but not so safe. Especially for a tourist.
Derek tosses Kate two blankets from the loft above.
Thanks, I guess.
Now, the sun rises. Three men use pitchforks to move hay. Three elephants approach a keeper. Inside the enclosure, Kate sleeps with her back against a wooden fence. Kate opens her eyes. She smiles at the standing baby elephant.
You're up. You're up. You have made me the happiest woman in the world.
Thank you. I hear that a lot.
Thank you.
Welcome back, little man.
Kate feeds the baby elephant from a bottle.
I think we're gonna need more milk.
35 pints a day.
Wow.
Hey, Derek, you have a pickup from the lodge. Private tour.
I'm on my way. Take good care of my elephant.
Our elephant.
He's really hungry. He's so beautiful.
Nice to see you on your feet, young man. It appears that you have brought us good luck.
I did nothing.
I think this little calf would disagree.
This is the biggest baby I have ever fed. Definitely bigger than the last one.
Oh, you have children?
I do. I have a son.
Then we shall call this one Manu.
Manu?
It means second son.
Oh, Manu. I hope you like your new name. How long have you lived with them?
My whole life, really. I grew up on the reserve. Derek, too, pretty much. He moved here when he was 16.
Our fathers were game wardens together.
He's like my annoying brother.
I wish I could stay longer.
Of course, Dr. Kate.
Oh, you know what? No one really calls you that.
Did you not earn the title?
I did.
The local vet comes around once a month, what? If we're lucky. So, you're Dr. Kate.
Okay.
A giraffe gallops across the plain. On a new day, Kate gets out of bed. She uses a stethoscope to examine Manu. A ranger in a beanie takes notes as she speaks. Older elephants walk through the enclosure. Kate feeds a baby elephant from her hand. Later, she walks across the landscape, video chatting with Luke. She unloads a truck and crosses paths with Derek. They each smile to themselves as they walk away in opposite directions. Kate examines Manu inside his pen. Then she beams and takes notes as Manu drinks from a bottle of milk. Kate and Derek watch the elephants gather at a watering hole. Derek points and they share a laugh. Then, Kate, Jonathan, and the ranger in the beanie stroll behind a baby as it walks through the grass. Later, she mixes milk formula for the baby elephants. Then, she rubs an older elephant's trunk. Kate feeds Manu a bottle. At dusk, she walks with the older elephant across the plain. An elephant trunk inches forward over a hay-covered floor. It grips a colorful blanket that covers a sleeping Kate. Manu pulls the blanket off of Kate. She awakes and smiles at him.
Good morning, Manu. Oh, yes, I know. I'm hungry for your milk. I'll go get it.
Jonathan enters with a bottle.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Dr. Kate. Shift change.
Okay.
You know, I could stay a little longer.
Better not. We don't want him missing you. You are leaving tomorrow.
Wait, tomorrow?
Your return ticket is for September 28th, right?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Time flies when you're out here.
Jonathan feeds Manu as Kate exits the enclosure. He watches Kate slowly walk away. Later, Kate sits at a picnic table in the clearing. She flips through the most recent Christmas photos of her, Luke, and Drew.
Looking at your fancy African vacay pics?
No.
She hands Derek her phone.
Oh, last Christmas.
This Christmas is supposed to be our Christmas card.
Hence the staged glamour of it all.
Now you're an art critic.
Listen, I was thinking, since you're leaving, and you didn't get to go on your fancy five-star safari, let me take you on one. With a little less stars.
What are we talking, like three?
Thinking more like two, but with the value of five.
Well, okay.
Kate stands and follows Derek. Now, low green trees grow on the savanna. A truck with no roof drives down a dirt road, cutting through the plain, kicking up a cloud of dust behind it. Derek drives with one hand on the wheel, while Kate looks out, eyes and mouth wide. The head of a giraffe pokes up above some trees as it ambles along. The truck drives across a bridge that spans a stream. Impalas frolic on a field. Kate turns to Derek with a smile. A bird, perched on the lip of a rhinoceros, flutters to its horn, then lands atop its head. Wildebeests turn and look. Kate speaks and Derek smiles, pointing off into the plain. A warthog trots through the low, brown grass. Six zebras mill about, swishing their tails. As he drives, Derek points past Kate. Two giraffes stare back. Derek continues driving the truck down the dirt road. Four giraffes stand at a watering hole. The truck drives past on the opposite edge of the pond. Kate turns with a smile as Derek slows the truck to a stop.
Wow.
Right? Here we are.
Beautiful.
Derek opens the tailgate of the truck. Kate looks into the truck's bed as Derek removes a canvas tarp covering paintings and sketches of elephants.
You're the artist. These are really good.
Oh, thank you. Keeps me out of trouble.
He passes Kate a blanket and carries a picnic basket. A giraffe spreads its front legs wide to get its head low to the water. Trees of brown and green flank Derek and Kate on their picnic.
Sometimes I come out here to paint. Sometimes I just come here.
They watch elephants across the pond. Derek turns to Kate.
Falling in love? With Africa.
Kate nods and smiles.
So, the orphans, when they're old enough, will start mingling with the wild herd. And then they might start staying out for one or two nights at a time.
Like a sleepover?
Yeah, pretty much like that. Chuma over there has been wandering off. One night, she's just going to decide she's not coming home, and from that time on, she'll be a wild elephant again.
But don't you get sad when they leave?
They used to. But they're meant to live in the wild.
It's the empty nest syndrome. I guess it's everywhere. My son just left for college.
The real wild.
In the dorm room one stayed over, but definitely wild.
Not just because we don't see them doesn't mean that they're not still a part of us. And us them.
Did you ever want kids?
I did. But it wasn't in the cards.
How long have you been divorced?
Actually, she died.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's been 15 years. Another lifetime ago. She had a gallery in town. And then she got ill, and when she passed, I came back home.
He looks out at the herd.
Isn't it funny? When you first get married, you think, well, that's it. Everything is just going to be fine now.
Little do we know.
Now I've got to go back home, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do with myself.
Maybe you're doing it here.
Taking a second honeymoon with myself?
Who better?
Kate drops her head as she smiles. The elephants drink from the watering hole. Now, a sign reads Wi-Fi hotspot. Kate turns, holding up her tablet. Luke sits in a crowded study hall, looking at his computer. He puts an earbud into his ear.
Hey, Luke, can you see me?
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How's school?
Great. How's Safari?
Safari, so good.
Wait, where are you?
Well, I took a little detour, and now I'm in this place surrounded by wild animals.
Me too.
Hey, go long. Go long.
Luke shifts his webcam so Kate can see his surroundings. He bulges his eyes. Later, stars fill the night sky. Kate places two trays onto the table in the mess.
All right. And finally, I have chapati with tomato and goat cheese, aka New York thin crust pizza.
Now this makes me want to be a lady who lunches.
Kate stands at the head of the table and lifts a bottle of beer.
And I just want to say to all of you, thank you. Because these last few weeks have meant more to me than you can ever know. And women, just like elephants, always remember. So even though I'm going to be far away, I want you to know that I'm never going to forget any of you.
Asante sana.
Now, Kate and Derek walk through camp.
You really have a telescope on the 15th floor?
Yep.
What do you see?
The flickering lights of about a million TVs.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm going to show you something.
Oh, I've already seen your tent.
I think you were looking at more than the tent.
Kate tilts her head with a smile. Derek opens the tent flap for her.
Mm-hmm. So, when you're at home, you can look through your telescope at all the fabulous televisions. But tonight, you're going to look at this.
Derek puts a hand on Kate's shoulder. She sits down at a telescope and leans in.
Wow.
Right?
Stars fill the sky. Kate has one eye closed as she looks through the lens, smiling. The stars twinkle beyond the telescope.
I mean, it's amazing.
Kate turns to Derek. They lock eyes. They kiss.
Derek!
Leslie walks into the tent. Derek and Kate separate. Leslie stops.
This is Leslie Vanderveer Jones. She's with the foundation that keeps us afloat.
We've met.
And this is Kate, the
tourist who's still here.
There's a lot to see.
Apparently.
Well, it's late, so I'm just gonna head back to my tent.
I'll walk you back.
No, I know the way.
Derek follows Kate out of the tent.
I'll wait.
Derek catches up with Kate.
Sorry about that.
Never met someone with five last names.
It's complicated.
Your tent's a busy place.
No, hang on.
No, it's fine. It's on me. I just should have stuck with my first impression.
Which was?
You're lonely, but you don't know it. So you just use all your thing to get what you need in the moment, and you just don't think about anybody else.
Kate turns. Derek looks down, then raises an eyebrow.
Good talk.
Kate goes to her tent. Derek turns and walks back through the camp. Inside her tent, Kate puts her hands on her face. She looks across the tent. The framed photograph of Luke sits on the nightstand. Kate turns and lifts her suitcase onto a wooden crate. She takes clothes out of her dresser and begins filling it. The next morning, elephants walk through a paddock. A young elephant follows a keeper, its trunk extended toward his blue bucket. Manu turns his head as Kate approaches. She smiles as she enters his stall.
Hey, Manu!
She walks to him, tilts her head, and gently pats the baby elephant. She leans forward. Manu wraps his trunk around Kate. She smiles and presses her cheek to the top of his head. The tip of his trunk caresses her back.
I love you too.
She looks down at his face.
Well, someone doesn't want you to leave.
I know.
And so it begins.
Derek leans against his airplane.
long does it take her to pack?
He checks his watch and shakes his head. Jonathan strolls over.
She's not going.
What do you mean?
She's in love.
She told you that?
Don't flatter yourself. It's not you. He has a grey trunk, weighs 600 pounds, and he has a drinking problem.
Yeah, I guess I never saw that coming.
Dear Luke, I know I've exceeded my weekly FaceTime allotment, so I'm writing this email to tell you that I have decided to stay out here a little longer. I love you, Mom.
Kate sits outside on a bench with her laptop. She closes it and looks out. Behind her, the savannah extends toward the horizon. The sun shines down on the trees and scrub brush. Kate closes her eyes and takes a deep breath. Text appears, 3 months later. A young ranger stands atop a ladder hanging Christmas decorations. Another ranger carries a small decorated Christmas tree through the camp. Tinsel, baubles, and Christmas ornaments hang from tent to tent as a group of men work together decorating the camp for Christmas. Kate's hand marks Manu's heights on a post next to the date, December 20th. A keeper feeds a baby elephant from a bottle. Kate walks past and into the elephant nursery. She peeks over the fence.
Oh, hi, little baby.
A baby elephant turns toward Kate.
How are you today? Are you ready for your checkup?
The elephant reaches out with its trunk.
Here I go.
Now, outside the nursery.
Come on, it's Christmas week. Our families are almost here. Cheer up.
Hey, Jonathan.
Dr. Kate.
Is your family here yet?
No, not yet. But you will hear them. They are very loud.
I can't wait to meet them.
One day, maybe we can meet your family, too.
Oh, that would be nice, but my son is going to stay at college this year with his friends.
Dr. Kate, I realize that you're away from your family this Christmas, but I want you to know you're a part of ours now.
Thanks, Jonathan.
A group of rangers and keepers run towards two trucks filled with people. A woman jumps into the arms of one of them. Jonathan embraces his daughters.
Go say hi to Uncle Derek.
Uncle Derek!
You guys have gotten so big! You are a giant!
Derek lifts the smaller of the two girls. Kate watches with a smile.
Hey, I wrestle elephants for a living. You're just a little rabbit.
Dr. Kate? This is my wife, Aliyah.
Hi, Jonathan has written much about you.
So nice to finally meet you.
Oh, is that Dr. Kate? Mm-hmm. I'm Lulu, and this is my sister, Nia.
Merry Christmas, Dr. Kate.
Oh, you guys are adorable. Let's get some treats. Let's go.
Hey, Derek.
Good to see you. How are you?
Good. Good.
Now, a cookie sheet slides across the table with raw gingerbread shapes.
Now you can look at these.
Ooh, I see this is a tent. This is a rhino.
Kate sits with Lou and Nia.
What's that?
A warthog.
Kate points at a gingerbread couple.
Who are these?
Oh, this one is you.
Oh.
And this one is Uncle Derek.
Kate's eyes go wide.
I see. Well, I like it, but there's just one problem.
Kate uses a knife to separate the gingerbread couple. Derek walks into the mess tent carrying a large box and looks at the cookies.
Is that handsome fellow supposed to be me?
Nia nods.
And why is he missing a hand?
It's a secret.
A Christmas delivery for you.
From you.
Kate follows Derek.
Well, it isn't actually for me. Well, you know, maybe just a little bit.
Boys will love it.
She reveals an espresso machine. Kate smiles and nods. Now, Kate steams milk using the espresso machine. Derek watches her from a chair.
As you've done this before.
Only about twice a day for the last 20 years.
That's 14,000 cups of coffee.
Ooh, it does math, too.
Kate hands Derek a cup.
Thank you, a latte.
Derek points at a letter.
Oh, you have a letter. Mm-hmm. From so-and-so and so-and-so partners.
Oh, and did you read it, too?
No, the envelope was too thick.
Does not look like a Christmas card.
Kate opens the envelope and unfolds a thick document. Her eyes scan the top sheet that reads in part, Dear Mrs. Conrad, please find enclosed divorce documents served. Derek watches Kate.
Mr. Conrad is filing for divorce.
Derek purses his lips and nods.
I'm sorry.
Kate refolds the document.
I'm gonna go see my elephant.
She rises and unties her apron as she leaves the mess tent. Derek watches her go.
Our elephant.
Now, elephants mingle behind a wire fence. Kate watches placidly. The wind musses her hair. Manu brings his trunk to his mouth. Kate turns to walk away as Derek
arrives.
Seems
to be doing fine.
Kate shakes her head as she walks.
You know, I always wanted more animals, but Drew didn't want pet hair on his clothes. I mean, I just should have seen this coming. It's just change.
Without change, there would be no butterflies.
Who said that?
Someone should have said. Hey, it's going to be okay.
Is it?
Kate looks at Derek. He stares back at her. Derek steps forward and opens his arms. She walks into his embrace. Kate closes her eyes as she leans on his shoulder. Her eyes open and go wide. She steps back.
I gotta check on those cookies.
Jonathan shifts side to side. He glances around, then at Derek.
What? The holidays.
Yeah, of course.
The holidays.
Derek turns and walks away. Jonathan steps back and smiles. Kate walks alone through the field towards the camp. The sun sinks low in a pink-orange sky. Elephants stroll about. At night, Kate lies in bed. She opens her eyes and pushes herself up onto her elbow. She pulls back the blanket and gets out of bed. Jonathan shines a flashlight on the grass as another ranger walks the metal gate closed.
What's wrong?
Manny's gone.
What?
Chuma must have opened the gate somehow. Man who followed. Probably looking for the herd.
But he's too young.
I'm gonna fly out at first light and look for him.
No, first light is too late. We have to go now.
Can't fly at night. Chuma will take care of him. We'll take care of each other.
You don't know that.
Sometimes you gotta let him wander. It's their world out there.
He's still just a baby. Anything could happen.
All right, come on.
Really?
Kate follows Derek. A fire burns in a pit as the headlights of a truck turn on. The truck starts off into the night. Kate holds a spotlight and shoots a beam of light into the darkness around the truck. She directs the light into the trees and bushes. Derek drives through the darkness. Kate continues to shine the light in all directions. The truck comes to a stop.
Wait, what are you doing? Why are we stopping?
I've been at this for a while. Need to get some sleep.
Here?
It's as good a place as any.
But shouldn't we keep looking for them?
We will. At first light.
Derek lowers his hat over his face. Kate turns and looks out into the night. She shrugs.
I lost Luke one time in a shopping mall. Christmas time.
But you found him. So it all worked out.
Yeah, but there weren't any poachers in that mall.
Derek takes his hat from his face and turns to Kate.
We will find them.
Are you sure?
Yes. Now you, get some sleep.
The truck stands alone on the savannah. The next morning, Kate and Derek sleep in the front seat. An elephant trunk bumps the front grill of the truck. Kate and Derek jolt awake.
Oh my God.
An adult elephant stands in front of the truck. Derek narrows his eyes.
Roy?
Derek smiles.
Roy! Happy holidays, old friend.
He steps out of the truck.
Looks like you put on some pounds.
He walks to Roy.
Give or take 1,000.
He stands next to the elephant and rubs his leg. Kate stares wide-eyed and gets out of the truck.
He was smaller than Manu when I found him. We didn't think he'd make it.
How long have you known him?
What's it been, Roy?
9, almost 10 years.
I remember once Jonathan's father walked into the park, an elephant came out of the bush to greet him. It's been 37 years since they'd seen each other. All right, buddy. Don't be a stranger.
Bye. It was so nice to meet you. Hope to see you again.
Derek, good news. The ranger spotted our elephant. They are at that point south of Katma.
I'm on my way.
Derek and Kate get back into the truck. They drive into the bush. Now, on a dirt road, the truck passes beneath leafy green trees as it winds its way through the savannah. Endless Lou and Nia run across a field toward a group of rangers. Jonathan lifts Nia, and the family points out and waves. Manu runs to catch up with Shuma.
Now this is a Merry Christmas Eve.
Derek and Kate walk behind the elephants, waving.
Hey, Derek, got a last-minute pickup for you. Come on back.
Copied. Duty calls.
Derek walks past Kate. She smiles and watches him walk away. Now, beads of various sizes and colors are threaded onto a needle. Ornaments are hung on a Christmas tree. Nia and Lou run through the crowded mess tent.
Ooh, that smells so good.
Well, it's not Christmas in Africa without ghost stew.
Oh.
And the key?
Aaliyah motions at what Kate is slicing on a cutting board.
Peppers, color and flavor. You know, Kate, it's a well-known fact that a man cannot resist a good ghost stew. I hear your friend Derek loves a good ghost stew.
He and I, we're just friends. Seriously, we're only friends.
Dr. Kate.
Yes?
Derek needs you at the airstrip.
Why? What happened? Is he okay?
He's fine, but it is important.
Excuse me.
Kate follows Jonathan out of the mess tent. They walk across the dusty landing strip toward Derek's airplane. Derek turns toward Kate.
Picked you up a little holiday cheer for Christmas Eve.
Really?
Merry Christmas, Mom!
Kate jumps up and down and embraces her son.
I figured I'd check up on you. Make sure you're wearing a sweater.
Oh, Jonathan, this is Lou.
A pleasure to meet Dr. Kate's first son.
Dr. Kate? Mm-hmm. And I'm her only son.
Her only human son.
What are you even doing here?
Dad got me a ticket.
Did?
Mm-hmm.
What about that music festival?
Yeah, we had to drop out. My final schedule screwed everything up.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to take this stuff back to the tent so you guys can catch up. Next time you fly, one hand on the yoke.
Wait, you let him fly?
He didn't crash.
Derek and Jonathan walk towards camp.
Please tell me he's kidding.
He let me push a few levers. Seems like a nice guy.
Now, Kate escorts Luke into the nursery.
Are you ready?
She leads him to the first stall.
This is Mulisani.
Oh my gosh.
This is Makaleva. And then over here, I wanted to name this one Sadie.
Sadie reaches her trunk over the gate.
She does kind of look like Grandma.
Right?
Sadie turns her head. Now, at night inside the mess tent, a choir wears colorful costumes. Jonathan and Aaliyah dance along with the music. Luke places his keyboard at the head of the tables. At the long table, revelers clap along. The choir stretches out their arms. Kate films on her phone as Derek looks on. More families join in the festivities. As Luke finishes his song, Derek leads a round of applause. Kate walks over and gives Luke a hug. Lou and Nia sit at a table with unwrapped presents. Now, Luke plays keyboard again, wearing a Santa hat. Derek and Jonathan eat their dinner. Derek tilts his head and looks down the table. Kate passes a Christmas present to Nia. Kate smiles. Derek nods.
No, I haven't seen you do that in a long time.
Do what?
Let someone in.
If I have learned anything here, it's to not get too attached.
Not everything has to end badly.
It's not going to end? It never really started.
Jonathan looks down the table. Kate takes a picture of Lou.
She hasn't left yet.
She will. They always do.
Okay, everyone, let's take a picture together. Let's take a Christmas picture. Get together. Come together. Okay. On three, everyone say Merry Christmas, all right? Ready? Swooshin'. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
Derek holds bunny ears behind Jonathan as Kate snaps the photo.
I think I just found next year's Christmas card.
It beats the one we took in August.
It certainly does. Well, it was really nice of your father to send you. How's he doing?
He's okay, I guess. Got an apartment near the office.
What's he doing for Christmas?
The usual, working, schmoozing clients, all that fun stuff.
Hmm.
You know, I get why you don't want to come back.
Honey, I'm coming back.
Mom, it's okay. You and Dad never really liked the same things.
They'll be like to you.
The truth is, I'm surprised you stayed together as long as you did.
Was it that bad?
No, it wasn't bad. It was just... Remember when we brought home that stray dog and Dad made us give him away? Well, now you get to keep that stray dog. Only it's an elephant.
Kate smiles as Luke unpacks his clothes. Derek stands outside his tent. Kate walks down the pathway wrapped in a shawl. Derek works at an easel, shading a canvas. Kate approaches him and watches.
What are you painting?
Oh.
He covers the canvas.
Reindeer.
Reindeer?
Yeah, you know, Comet, Cupid, Blitzen. I don't usually let people peek at my doodles.
Until they're done.
Many times even after they're done.
He smiles. She raises her eyebrows.
Please.
He motions toward a chair.
Okay.
She steps onto the wooden porch and ducks under the awning. They both sit.
It's actually Blitzen, not Blixen.
Really?
Yeah. It's Rudolph, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
They teach you that in vet school?
Yeah. Advanced course.
Merry Christmas Eve.
He takes a flask off the table. He drinks, then passes the flask to Kate.
What is it?
Eggnog.
He wiggles the flask. She takes it, smiles, and takes a swig.
African eggnog.
Or whiskey.
Yeah, I've heard it called that.
She puts the flask back on the table, then sits back in her chair.
I like your boy.
Kate grins.
I don't usually say that about humans.
And it hasn't gone unnoticed.
And while we're in the Christmas spirit, I should say that it hasn't been completely awful having you here either.
You know, you're really not as terrible as I thought you were at first.
I'll take that compliment.
He takes another sip of whiskey. He points out.
You know what that is?
What?
A thorny branch.
Mistletoe.
That is most definitely not mistletoe.
That is African mistletoe. And even though we're in Africa, we still celebrate the same worldwide mistletoe traditions.
Kate glances down. She purses her lips, swallows, and slightly shakes her head.
Maybe next year.
Derek smiles and nods.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Kate stands.
Good night.
Good night, New York.
Kate steps off the porch. She looks back as she walks. Derek stares back. Kate turns and continues down the path. Derek stands alone. Beside him, the African mistletoe hangs from a pole. He lifts the cloth off of his canvas and looks down at his sketch. A charcoal drawing of Kate's smiling face stares back at Derek. He continues to draw. Now, daytime. A keeper walks out of the nursery with a branch covered in leaves. Kate and Luke stroll together.
So how's school? You know, freshman year is always a huge adjustment. I'm sure it's gonna get better.
Guess.
How's Olivia?
Huh?
Your girlfriend!
Right. Yeah, it's been a bit rough with the distance.
Oh. I don't mean to pry, but...
Mom, please. Please tell me those are what I think they are.
Of course they are. How else am I supposed to measure an elephant? Come here. I'm so happy you're here.
Me too.
It's the best Christmas present ever.
At the Wi-Fi hotspot, Kate video chats with her friend.
Hey, are you still Christmas shopping?
Is there anything else?
I'm having Christmas Day lunch with Tabitha.
Why aren't you with us?
Oh, I just could not face that empty apartment for the holidays.
Isn't Luke coming home?
You'll never guess what happened. He's here with me. He flew in yesterday to surprise me.
Seriously?
This year it's going to be Christmas in Africa.
What is Christmas in Africa?
Well, I can't speak for the whole continent, but here at the Elephant Orphanage...
They celebrate all week, and there is no shopping involved.
What about presents?
Homemade.
Sounds terrifying.
You are coming home, right?
Yeah.
Of course I'm coming back.
When?
Well, you know what they say here. They say when the time is right.
Okay. Now I'm really starting to worry.
Now, at night, Kate and Luke sit in front of a bonfire.
Wow. Christmas Day in Africa.
Time goes so slowly out here.
I'm proud of you, Mom.
Thank you, honey. I'm so proud of you, too.
Well, I hope you still feel that way after I tell you what I'm going to tell you.
What?
It's about school. I'm really not into the business major.
That's okay. What do you want to study?
I see, that's not exactly it. I'm not going back.
What?
College is a waste of time. For me, I want to make music. That's what I'm passionate about. And please don't say anything to Dad. I haven't told him yet.
Honey, you cannot just drop out of college.
Wait, you left for Africa with no return date? Look at you. You're happy.
That's totally different.
Yeah, because I'm not waiting 20 years to do what I really want to do.
Kate turns and looks at the fire. The wind rustles her hair. Now, Derek approaches Kate on her tent's porch.
You left the party.
Oh, my kid kind of got me out of the Christmas spirit.
Oh. He's leaving tomorrow. Why don't you wait till then to miss him?
Well, the problem is that he just announced that he's going to drop out of school, play in his band, move in with his friends, and then write his own music in Starbucks.
Isn't that how the Beatles started?
You don't understand. You don't even have kids.
Derek's smile fades. Kate looks away.
Sorry. I'm terrible company. I'm going to go to bed.
Kate gets up and walks into her tent.
See you in the morning.
Derek walks back through camp. The next morning, Luke and Kate walk toward Derek's plane.
All right, I want you to think about what I said, okay?
I love you, Mom, but I'm not changing my mind.
Kate hugs Luke.
I love you so much.
Derek loads Luke's bags.
I'll text you when I land in New York.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll keep your boy safe.
You better.
The small plane speeds down the dirt runway. Kate watches and waves. It passes and gently lifts into the air. Kate takes a deep breath. Dust blows past her. The plane banks and flies across the blue sky. Kate walks through the brush and trees. She slows and tilts her head. Two adult elephants and a baby stand nearby. Kate crosses her arms and smiles. Next, small statues of elephants stand on a countertop in the mess tent. Kate stands behind them, drinking from a mug. Now, Luke's photo stands on the nightstand in Kate's tent. Kate sits on her bed, holding her phone as she looks at the photo. She turns toward the entrance.
Hi, just checking on you.
Hey, come on in.
Kate leans forward as Derek enters.
I wouldn't worry about Luke. He's a good kid. He's going to be fine.
I just felt guilty, you know? I feel like I should have been there for him. But I was here.
So it's time, huh?
I never meant to stay this long.
Yeah, can't run away forever, so they tell me.
Kate smiles and stands. She takes a step toward Derek.
I know, you're going to miss me.
That's not even what I was going to say.
Oh, you're not going to miss me?
Shut up.
It's okay, because I'm going to miss you. A lot.
Derek nods. They lock eyes. He steps forward and kisses her. She wraps her arm around his neck. Derek exits Kate's tent and strolls through the camp. Derek arrives back at his own tent.
Hi.
Leslie stands in front of the sketch of Kate. She turns.
Mary. I was going to surprise you with a Christmas present, but now I'm not so sure.
She turns back to the sketch.
I don't think I've seen you paint anything but scenery.
Thought I'd give something else a try.
How's that turning out for you?
She's leaving. So I guess not very well.
People come to see the animals and then they go home. Thought you knew that. Come to Cape Town with me. We'll see out the holidays there.
Whatever this is we've been doing, I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry.
Leslie swallows. She looks down and shakes her head.
Well, I regret to inform you that the board has decided to terminate funding as of the new year.
Don't do this. This isn't about us. This is about the elephants.
It's not about the bloody elephants for me.
Leslie walks past Derek and out of the tent. Derek stands in front of the drawing. Now, Kate lies in bed beneath a blanket. Her packed suitcases stand at the foot of the bed. Kate rolls onto her back and stares up. The next morning, Kate walks over a ridge toward Derek and Jonathan waiting by a truck.
All right, then. Jonathan will drive you.
Oh, you're not gonna?
I have some tourists I have to fly out.
Okay.
Kate shifts her gaze.
Well, you better be nice to those tourists, because you just don't know how they're going to turn out.
Derek shakes his head.
I don't know what to say.
I think that's a first. We could FaceTime.
I'm not really a face type.
Yeah.
Derek steps toward Kate. He puts a hand on the back of her head and holds her. She buries her nose in his neck and closes her eyes. They separate. She walks toward the front of the truck.
In New York.
Kate turns, wide-eyed.
If you come back here, I'll be here. Last tent on the end.
The other end.
Kate gets into the passenger seat. She looks back at Derek. Jonathan drives them away. Derek stands watching as the truck drives down the dirt road.
I guess I did see that one coming.
Now, an airplane descends through the snow towards New York City. Traffic moves along the snowy streets. Kate walks down a sidewalk and climbs the stairs into her building. Inside her apartment, Kate enters the living room. A decorated Christmas tree, wreaths, and poinsettias adorn the room. Now, Derek stands next to his plane, mixing paint in a cup with a brush. Jonathan approaches as Derek brings the brush to the side of the plane.
What are you doing?
Painting.
Okay.
You heard from Leslie yet?
No. She's not returning my calls. I'm thinking of flying down there, talking to the board myself, see if I can get them to change their mind.
You remember what happened last time?
I will think before I speak this time.
Kate walks down the crowded city streets. She turns and walks through an open doorway.
I really love animals. And I miss working with them so much.
Elephants? Oh, that's a little different.
Yes, I know they're not your typical clientele, but I'm also familiar with antelope, rhino, and the occasional baboon.
A man with the name Dr. Fowler stitched on his lab coat leans back.
When can you start?
How about now?
Welcome aboard, Kate.
Thank you. Everyone calls me Dr. Kate. Just think about it. I mean, you'd be getting a college degree and you'd be doing something you love.
I don't know. It's not really what I had in mind.
And it would be really good for your musical career.
I don't know. It's a lot to think about.
No.
Can I have a night to sleep on it?
Of course. Of course. Let's go get lunch.
A music degree? Really?
It's the perfect solution. He stays in college, but he studies something that he loves.
You're really okay with her son being a musician?
You know, it's his passion. I mean, when else is he gonna get to try it when he's 50 and he's in a job that he hates?
Drew, he is never going to be you. We just have to help him be himself.
Drew looks down, shakes his head, and smiles.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to know, in Africa, did you meet someone?
Yes, I did.
Drew tilts his head.
I met me.
Now, in Times Square, the clock counts down towards 2020. Kate sits alone in her apartment, eating a salad. She picks up her phone and looks at the screen. She sets it aside and opens her laptop. Jonathan walks through the Wi-Fi area. He takes his phone from his pocket.
Dr. Kate!
I know I said I wouldn't worry, but...
Your elephants are fine.
Good. And how are you? How's everyone?
Less so, I'm afraid. Derek wouldn't want me to say anything, but...
What's wrong?
We're in real trouble. Derek got some emergency funding from another foundation, but if we don't figure out something long-term and soon, I don't think we lost much past June of next year.
Well, no, that can't happen.
Now, Kate puts a diamond ring into a jewelry box. Empty moving boxes sit in her apartment. Drew looks on as Kate drops a pearl necklace into the jewelry box. She and Drew sit across from each other with Chinese takeout as she gestures to him. Kate sits at a restaurant with the ladies who lunch. The women look at each other. One of them writes a check. Drew smiles and shakes his head. He signs a check for $108,000. Kate looks back at him with wide eyes. In her apartment, a wooden crate waits for her. In Africa, Jonathan approaches Derek with a thick postage envelope.
But you have a package.
Derek looks at the return address and grins. Kate removes the painting from the crate. She looks at an image of herself with elephants in front of an African sky. She brings her hands to her mouth. Then, dozens of checks cover a table. Derek sits and stares down at them.
Looks like we don't need the foundation. Not for a very long time.
Jonathan holds checks in his hands and turns to Derek with a smile.
At least not until next Christmas.
The checks amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars. A note reads, "From the ladies who lunch." Derek smiles at it, then looks up. Now, nighttime in New York. Kate tosses in bed. Derek shifts on his cot. Kate leans forward and takes her phone off of the nightstand. Derek sits behind his telescope. He adjusts the angle and looks through. The painting of Kate sits atop her mantle. She looks at it with shining eyes. She shifts her gaze to Derek's signature in the bottom right corner. Now, Derek approaches his plane and opens a small hatch. He closes the hatch and continues around the front of the plane. He puts a hand on the propeller. An SUV drives toward the plane. Derek steps forward. He stares expectantly. An older couple steps out of the SUV. Derek looks down and purses his lips. He approaches them with a nod and a wave.
How are you?
Hi.
The front of his plane has the name Kate in place of where Kirk once was.
All right. What is this? Is it a thorn? Oh, no. It's a diamond. No one missed this?
King Charles in room 2 needs a teeth cleaning, and Missy's here.
Wait, that is the third time this week.
In the lobby of the veterinarian office, a well-dressed older woman pets a small dog on her lap. Kate enters and sits next to her.
Hello again. Hi. And may I say that's a very nice sweater.
Oh, thank you.
What are you in for?
Oh, just a nail clip.
A mani-pedi.
And a refill on her antidepressants.
Kate looks down at the dog. Then she looks up at a television screen. A photograph of an elephant with the words, "Don't forget to insure your pets," fills the screen.
Doctor? Doctor, should we go in? Just give me 1 second, okay? So sorry. Just 1 second.
Kate stands and walks back toward the door. Missy watches her go. Kate turns and watches Missy pet the dog. Kate exits the lobby. Now, the sun rises in Zambia. Jonathan measures Manu. Jonathan marks his height on the post with the date, July 5th, 2020. Derek approaches from behind.
Is that how we're doing things now?
Well, it works. Man, the elephants like it. Maybe I should get you a bottle, cheer you up a bit.
I'm fine. I have a pickup. You want anything?
Coffee beans, please.
Yes, ma'am.
The gate shuts behind Derek. Now, evening in Lusaka. Derek walks into the hotel restaurant.
Rafi!
Derek, are we up for some poker tonight?
Oh, I wish I could. I have an early flight. Taking some tourists into the bush.
He lifts a large plate of seafood and places it on the bar in front of Derek.
Here you go. Enjoy.
What's this?
Lady bought it for you.
Derek lifts his eyebrows and turns. Kate stands across the restaurant. Derek rises from his stool. They walk towards each other.
2 weeks ago, I sold my apartment. 2 days ago, I bought a one-way ticket. 2 minutes ago, I walked in here after a very long journey.
She smiles at him. He stares back at her.
Well, I hope you're ready for another one.
They kiss. Text appears in front of a large, thatched roof house. 5 months later, inside, a framed photo of Derek and Jonathan stands next to a wedding photo of Derek and Kate. Behind them, Kate sits at a table on her laptop. She types, "Dear Luke, I'm so glad you were such a large part of our wedding and our lives together."
Hey. You ready?
No.
You can do this.
Manu, I'm really gonna miss you. I'm gonna think about you every day, and I want you to know not to be scared out there. You're gonna do great because you are smart, and you are strong, and you are brave. Okay, baby? So go ahead. Go. Go live your life, all right?
Kate and Derek stand with Manu at the watering hole.
Make something of yourself.
Manu looks toward Derek and Kate. Then he turns toward a herd of elephants. Manu runs toward the herd. Kate watches him, then turns back to Derek.
And now I let him go, just like that?
Just like that.
She looks back. Manu trots toward the adult elephants. Kate walks to Derek. He puts an arm around her. She leans on his shoulder. Manu's tail and trunk sway as he walks.
You think he'll remember us?
Of course he will. He's an elephant.
A tear runs down Kate's cheek.
Come on, New York. Let's go home.
Derek and Kate walk off, hand in hand, through the savannah. Text appears. The wild elephant population has plummeted by 62% in the last decade. Support conservation efforts to save these magnificent beings. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Josh Billig. Voiced by Liz Gutman. Credits. Directed by Ernie Barbarash. Written by Neil Dabrowski and Tippi Dabrowski. Produced by Brad Cravoy. Executive producers, Eric Jarbo, Amanda Phillips Atkins, Jimmy Townsend. Executive producers, Neil Dabrowski, Tippi Dabrowski. Executive producers, Kristen Davis, David Fleming. Executive producer, Rob Lowe. Producer, Amy Krell. South African producer, Flocky Gordon. Director of photography, Hein DeVos. Production designer, Amelia Rue. Edited by Heath Ryan. Music by Alan Lazar. Costume designer, Moira Ann Meyer. Casting by Krista Schamberger. Rob Lowe, Kristen Davis, Fiziele Mpela, John Owen Lowe, Colin Moss, Haley Owen, Faniswa Yisa, Tandi Peren, Renata Stiorman, a Brad Cravoy production.
Thank you.
Trademark and copyright 2019 Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC. All rights reserved.
Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.